the silent herald of life and death, success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
Think this is a taxi?
Keep him quiet, Lynn. Can't drive without ragged in the back.
Where are you taking me?
The chief says.
But I would.
Do what you're told, Sonny. You'll be all right.
I've got to get out. My wife. Lynn, the door. Hold it.
Shut it out, will you?
Get yourself roughed up if you're not careful.
Can't we tell him what it's all about, Brad? The kid's got work to do. My butcher will be scared.
Jeff might be right. Look at him. He's shaking like a jelly.
Look, there's too many giving orders around here. All right, son. You're David Porter. You work for the Loxley Safe Company Incorporated. Right?
Yes, but how...
You helped install the strong room at Joseph Munson's, the big jeweler.
Well, I...
You know the combination.
Now, come on. Don't act dumb. You can open it. We checked.
Look, we got a job to do at Munson's tonight. You're going to help us.
Oh, no. No, I couldn't do anything like that.
No? What happened to the last bloke who didn't want to help us, eh, Brad? Dear you. Now, you wouldn't want to make us do anything we'd be sorry for in the morning, now, would you?
Ha-ha, not David. Oh, he's got sense. Got a wife, too, he said. Hey, she pretty, David?
Look, supposing I just tell you the combination. They didn't know it was me that told you. Just let me go. I wouldn't say I ever met you.
Nothing doing, kid. Oh, we know you've got an honest face. It'd be too easy for you. I know. We're taking you along in case you make a mistake. After busting in and fixing the alarms, we'd hate to find we couldn't open the safe. That'd be kind of frustrating, wouldn't it?
Well, maybe I can help you.
That's more like it.
Well, you see, I know quite a bit about Munson and his business. Well, you hear things when you're in my line. But he hasn't done much lately. He's been very quiet. Look, you wouldn't find much in the strong room even if you did break in. Not enough to...
Look, you can cut out that line of talk. Munson doesn't have to worry about the business he does through the front door. It's the back door that counts. He's a fence. That's what your Munson is, a receiver of stolen goods.
And right now there's 50,000 pounds worth of stuff lying in that safe. 50,000. Just waiting for us to collect.
Next corner, Brad.
And Joseph Munson is out of town for the whole weekend. Well, that's why we picked you up tonight. We know you always slip out for a quick one around this time. Now listen. Do what you're told. Keep your mouth shut later. And you and your pretty wife will live happy ever afterwards. If you don't...
Right out, boys. Stop nattering and get on with the job. Now, stick to the plan. Lynn, you park the car, then join us. I'll douse the alarms, as usual. Jeff, you look after the kid, and don't act so glum. If we make a success of this job, it'll be our last. And you'll be more than glad I talked you into it.
That's right, Jeff. Now, your big brother's got the brains in this outfit.
Give me a leg up.
All right.
I'll meet you at the door.
Okay. Wait.
Yeah?
But you'll never get away with this. The place is stiff with alarms.
No, you don't know, Brad.
But even if you do get in...
I'll pipe down and leave the worrying to us. Now, come on. We've got to be at the door ready for Brad when he gets there.
Come on. You're hurting my arm.
I'm sorry, kid. Can't take any chances.
Brad, we've got a plan of all the alarms. Should be through them by now. It's the
someone coming.
I told you to
stop. Don't try anything.
Yeah, what are you doing here? You should be inside by now.
I'm just getting bread. Okay. Come in and be quick.
Trouble?
Okay, now. Keep together.
What happened?
The alarms. They're a new type.
Is everything all right?
Yeah. Once I fixed the first one, the rest were easy.
Any more?
No, the strong room, that's all. Right. In here. Now we can have some light.
Look, there it is. The strong room. Oh, you beauty. Now, friend David.
Hold it. The alarm.
Here. Charles Place. And I thought Munson was smart. Man who can't look after his stuff deserves to lose it. Right, bring him over, Jeff.
Okay. Come on, kid.
What are you going to do to me, Albert?
Don't worry, kid. Just open up the strong room.
Come on. That's it. Piece of cake.
You wait on it.
Truth, Brad, it's empty.
What?
Look, you can see for yourself.
You stay where you are.
Another drawer's let into the walls.
Oh, good. Have me worried.
Porter, come in here and show me the layout.
Go on.
There. Just enough room for the pair of us.
What's going on here?
Look out, it's Munson behind you.
Hey, Frickers, I'll fix
you. Get in, Jeff.
There you go.
Look out. Grab the door.
What the? The strong room door. He shut it.
Well, I hit him. He shut it as he fell. What about Brad in there? We've got to get him and the kid out.
This bloke here, it's Munson. Look, he can open it.
Munson, wake up. Munson.
I can't wake him.
You certainly cracked him a wallop, you clot. Well, come on, pull him away from the door.
No good. He's out cold. I tell you, you're wasting your time. They can't hear you.
Oh, fools. Land! Jeff!
We're shut off. We're sealed in.
Oh, what happened?
Well, how should I know?
I heard a shout just before the door slammed. Why don't they open it?
Well, they must. If not, we'll suffocate.
Yeah. Light. Let's have some light. That's better.
Put it out!
Yeah, here were you ordering about.
Well, you're wasting air.
Air?
Yes.
Yeah, of course, air. How long will it last in here?
How should I know? Hour, 2 hours, 10, 11, who knows?
Let it out! Let me out, you hear that there?
Calm down, will you? Don't you see, the more panic, the more air you use up.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course. Yeah, I should have thought of that.
We'll just have to sit still in the dark. It's our only chance.
Yeah, I can't. Can't just sit here and wait. You know, about claustrophobia, the fear of confined space, it's the only thing I'm afraid of.
All right, but don't talk. Don't do anything. That's the only chance we've got.
I'm not afraid of anything else. In the war I fought in the jungle, killed men with my bare hands. Been in every tight spot you could think of. Not this. Not this.
Look, you're wasting air. Burning it up with talk when we need it to live.
Hey, suppose I don't open the door. How would... What'll we feel?
Well, I read once. The first thing that happens is that you start fighting for breath. Then you begin to sweat. Every little action becomes an effort, as though you were weighted down by lead. Then you start to go out to it.
How come you're so calm? Aren't you afraid?
You can't see fear in the dark. I'm thinking, I guess.
About your wife?
Yeah. I'm more worried about her than myself. What do you see? She'll be wondering what's happened to me. I just went out for a drink I usually do on Friday nights. She'll be frantic. She's... Well, we're going to have a baby.
And you can sit there as calm as a cucumber?
Well, panicking won't get me out of this. I just keep on saying that to myself.
Who's panicking?
Look, suppose we keep quiet and conserve air. We may have to wait longer than I thought.
How's that?
Because I just remembered the combination was only changed a short time ago.
Well?
Unless I'm mistaken, only two people know the new one.
What people?
Me and Munson. Munson won't be back for 48 hours.
Oh, they'll find him, all right.
They might. Except he has a reputation for disappearing into the country at odd times.
Hey, you reckon the air will last 48 hours?
Not if you keep on talking. Not with the two of us in a space this size. Our only hope is...
Two of us? Two of us using up the air. Now, if one of us was to...
What do you mean?
I got a gun, you know.
A gun? Well, look, you wouldn't.
Why not? What difference does it make, killing a man in the jungle or in this tomb? In the jungle, it was his life or mine. Well, it's much the same now, the way I see it.
You're bluffing.
Now who's the one to panic, eh? Now who feels like beating on the door?
Well, you're just fooling, aren't you?
Any message for your wife?
In what form can an act of military heroism be acknowledged? In one example, the form is a rectangular blue ribbon set in a gold-colored metal frame of laurel leaves, worn centered over the right breast pocket of the uniform. A bronze oak leaf cluster may be affixed to the ribbon for each subsequent award of the same decoration. This is the emblem of the Distinguished Unit Citation, awarded to units of our armed forces and those of our allies for extraordinary heroism in action against an armed enemy. One of America's newer military decorations, it is designated to recognize activity on or after December 7, 1941. The Distinguished Unit Campaign streamer is blue, with the name of the cited action embroidered in white. To be eligible for this citation, the degree of heroism required is the same as that which, in an individual, would warrant the presentation of our second highest award for valor, the Distinguished Service Cross. The Distinguished Unit emblem may be worn permanently by all those involved in the cited action, but for those individuals joining the unit later, the emblem may be worn only for the duration of their assignment. Both as individuals and as members of military units, America's servicemen have proved themselves worthy of medals and worthy of admiration by their countrymen.
To say before I let you have it, Porter?
Yes. And you better listen.
What?
If you kill me, you kill your only hope of getting out alive.
You try to tell me you know how to get out of here?
I know how we both can keep on living.
Ha, ha, ha. Now you're the one who's bluffing.
I think so. Well, go on then. Pull that trigger if you want to, but if you do, you'll never know whether I was bluffing or not. Well, go on if you think I'm bluffing. Shoot.
What do you know then?
First, hand over the gun.
Oh, hey, what do you take me for?
I need the gun for what I've got to do.
I bet you do.
Look, would it be too much to ask you to try trusting your fellow men for a change?
Trust? Hey, what is this, a sermon? Brother, when a fellow's lived the way I have, that kind of talk's a blinking waste of time.
Okay, forget it. It was your only hope.
Well, what would you do with a gun?
In every Loxley strongroom, there's a plug fitted for an alarm. An internal alarm. It's an optional extra. But this safe hasn't got it.
Then what?
Well, the plug's a weak spot. With a gun, you could blast a hole big enough to let air in and big enough to get a message out.
Okay, then let me do the job.
Too risky. I know these safes. Unless you get the exact spot, all you achieve is a ricochet. And that's a bit dangerous in a space this size.
Look, if you're bluffing...
For once in your life, you've got to believe someone.
All right.
Here, take the gun and be quick.
Right. Now, let me get round to the other side. Come on.
Right.
Move. Yeah. That's it. Now, the plug should be here. There should be a slight depression. Oh. Now, I'll have to strike a match, I'm afraid. And hold it up here.
Right.
Oh, no. Look, you see there? See that lump in the metal?
Yeah.
The plug's been filled. It's been riveted over.
Hey, you wouldn't have been fooling me, would you?
Even if I said I wasn't, you wouldn't believe me, would you?
Give me that gun.
And my share of the air in here? Not on your life.
Why?
Don't try anything. Don't feel this in your ribs, eh? Well, sit still and be quiet. Maybe we'll both live to see daylight again.
Well, then, what do we do now? What do we do?
We don't panic. We keep calm. That's what we do.
But Brad's in there with that kid. We gotta get him out. We gotta get hold of the combination.
Now, listen to the genius. Here, help me search Munson. It's unlikely he'd have it written down, but you never know. Take a look through his wallet.
Okay.
You think we'd better have brought him round by now.
Why'd I have to hit him so hard, Lynn? I didn't mean to. I didn't know he'd close a darn safe, my own brother.
Well, there's nothing here, Lynn.
Look, I've had this job. I'm ready to wash my hands of the whole thing. If we go to the safe company or the police...
The police? Are you crazy? Look, hasn't it penetrated your thick skull you almost killed a man? Don't you see, if we go to the police, we let £50,000 slip through our fingers. Oh, be your age.
But Brad's life...
Leave it to Uncle Len. Now, first we'll do a spot of phoning over here.
Who do you reckon knows the combination?
Munson's manager, the likely vet. A bloke called A. Francis. Francis. Here it is, his number. All we've got to do is check he's at home. If so, round we go. What's the time?
Nearly 10.
He wouldn't be asleep yet. No, you've drawn a blank, boy. Mr. Francis isn't home. That's too bad.
Look, let's not play around anymore. The police won't get
the police. We'll try the Loxley Safe Company. Loxley. Hello, Rex. Hello, Rex. Here it is. No after-hours numbers given. Only the caretaker. All right, we'll see if he can help. Is that the caretaker's residence, Loxley Safes?
Yes.
Is that the caretaker speaking?
No, it's his brother George. Who's calling, please?
It's Alf Jenkins, an old friend. Haven't seen him for years. I've just hit town.
Oh, Bill will be sorry to be missed you.
Yeah.
He's gone to a reunion dinner. He shouldn't be very long.
Do you know where Bill's gone? I mean, the address.
No, I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. I'll be round in the morning. Oh, by the way, is he still living at the same place?
Yes, just near the works entrance on the left.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
I'll tell him you rang. Goodbye.
What now?
Round to the Loxley Works. We'll have a chat with Mr. Bill as soon as he gets home. Time now.
It's half past two and we're no nearer to getting Brad out. Look, he might be already dead. Look, can't we come clean about it?
No, we can't come clean about it. Half past two, eh?
Yeah.
He's taking his time over dinner with our Bill.
Look, I tell you, Len, we should never...
Well, this is a silly condition for a man to get in. Oh, hello.
Get into the car a minute, Bill. We want to have a little chat with you.
Who are you? I don't know you.
Get in.
Well, a gun.
That's right.
No, look, fellas. I don't want to play games. I just want to go to bed.
Come on, get in.
Get in.
That's better. You see, it isn't a joke. Now, answer me quickly and no funny business. Where are the records of safe combinations kept?
Where? In the manager's office.
In a safe?
Yes.
And where's the manager?
He's away.
Away, where? Away, where?
I don't know where he is, but I'll tell you, he always has a game of golf before breakfast on Saturday mornings.
And whereabouts?
Redlands Club.
Redlands Club, eh? I reckon he's telling the truth, Jeff.
Yep. Yeah, I reckon he is.
All right. Then let's go.
I wait a minute, Phil.
You're coming with us, fella. And you better be telling the truth. There's two men's lives and a fortune at stake.
So you do what we tell you, see? What's your manager's name?
Mr. Bennett. Mr. Andrew Bennett.
Okay. We're going out to Redlands to wait for him. Drive. Is he Bennett?
Yeah, that's him.
All right, now listen. Calling over. Call him over here, and remember, you've got a gun sticking in your ribs.
Yeah. Mr. Bennett! Oh, Mr. Bennett!
Good heavens, Hunter! What are you doing here at this hour?
This gun's loaded, Mr. Bennett, and we haven't any time to waste. Now get in.
What? Of all the confounded...
Don't argue. This is a matter of life and death.
Come on, get in. What's the meaning of this?
Now, you're an intelligent bloke, Bennett, or you wouldn't be what you are. So take all this in. We're driving you back to your works. When you get there, you're going to open up your safe and tell us the combination of the strong room of Joseph Munson, the city jeweler. The lives of two men are at stake.
I'm sorry, I can't help you. Combinations of safes and strong rooms are the property of the owners, not the Locksley Safe Company.
But the caretaker...
The rule's been changed. Now, there's no point in my fooling you.
But your blood poor, I knew it.
That was only at Munson's request. You'll have to contact him.
We can't.
Oh? Why?
Because he's one of the men trapped inside the strong room.
What? What's the time?
Quarter away.
Drive straight back to Munson's place and step on it.
All right, but what's the use?
Is there any way out of this at all, Bennett? How does a man remember a five-figure combination if he doesn't write it down?
Any one of 100 possibilities. His phone number backwards. His car registration number. His birthday in numbers. We call these aids mnemonics.
All right, Peter. All right. We're going back to Munson's, and we're going to try every number we can lay our hands on until we get that strong room door open.
I can't take any more. We tried everything. His life assurance, his dog license, even the number of the darn safe itself.
There must be a way. Something we've overlooked.
Brad, we're trying to get you out. Do you hear me?
You're wasting your time. They wouldn't hear a bomb go off.
His car insurance number.
We tried that. What's the time?
It's... No, it can't be. My watch has stopped.
Come on, someone.
I never wear one at the weekends.
Mine's at the Mendes.
A fine bunch. Got a watch among the four of us.
Wait. What about Munson down there? He'll have one.
Huh? Yeah. My wristwatch. Here we are. One of them old-fashioned turnips. It says just on 10, if you can trust it.
That's a priceless antique.
Hey, try it. The watch. Here, give it to me. There.
Inside the lid. A number. Every watch has one.
Oh, it's so faint, I can't make it out.
Here, let me have it. Yes, here you are. 4, 3, 8, 6, 9.
Go on, Bennett. Try it.
shit.
Stand back. Stand back, all of you.
What's the gun? He's got Brad's gun.
Hold your gun, Jeff.
Get back or I'll shoot.
I mean it. Leave your gun where it is.
Mr. Bennett. Bill Hunkley. Take his gun, Mr. Bennett.
Porter, are you all right?
Yes, yes.
Where's Brad? What have you done with Brad? If you shot him...
There's no need to. Go on in there and get your big, strong brother. He was breathing when I last touched him, but only just. Hold this gun for me, please, Bill. My hand's just a bit shaky. And now... I'm ringing from Munson's, the jeweler's. I want to report an attempted robbery with violence.
The aerospace age has many fascinating aspects. For example, there are four categories of United States military missiles: air-to-air, air-to-surface, surface-to-air, and surface-to-surface. These missiles cover a wide range in size and performance, but are similar in that those concerned with space exploration, operating outside the Earth's atmosphere, are rocket-powered exclusively. The air-to-air missile is designed to be launched from one aerial vehicle at another aircraft or to intercept a missile. Examples are the Air Force Falcon and the Navy Sidewinder. The air-to-surface missile is designed to be launched from an aerial vehicle towards a target on the Earth's surface. Examples, the Navy Bullpup and the Air Force Hound Dog. Surface-to-air missiles are shot from any place on the Earth's surface at any target in the air, thus serving as an anti-missile missile. Examples are the Air Force Bomark and the Army Nike Hercules. Surface-to-surface missiles range from small tactical types to big ballistic missiles designed to span oceans. Military missiles are just one phase of our exciting aerospace age.
Be listening for another mounting drama of action and suspense when we again bring you The 11th Hour.